The schooner Amistad will be the backdrop for an NBC miniseries on the pirate Blackbeard, starring John Malkovich. But Amistad will be making the journey to Puerto Rico smack dab in the middle of hurricane season. This concerns North Stonington State Representative Diana Urban, who joins us now by phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why did the folks in charge of the Amistad agree to put the schooner at risk of hurricane damage?
Well, if you don't have the answer to that question, you're better off than I am, because I didn't even know the boat was on its way to Puerto Rico, because I was under the impression, having talked to DECD, that there was a memo of understanding to keep it away from Puerto Rico during the hurricane season.
So you thought that they would transport the ship after hurricane season, and then you found out it's already on its way.
You got it. I complained about it because, you know, we're talking about a tall wooden ship. There essentially is no real safe harbor for that in a hurricane. They said that, you know, they had a safe harbor down there, the Roosevelt Road Naval Station, which is now an airport. But that's for huge Navy ships. Huge Navy ships don't get slammed against the dock or, you know, get pulled their anchors up and slammed into the coastline. This is a wooden ship, for heaven's sake.
I would imagine, though, the Amistad is outfitted to deal with some of the things, you know, things like hurricanes, and, you know, it has outfitting that is quite modern, but still, I guess a hurricane would cause substantial damage.
Well, Ray, you know, it's a wooden ship meant to sail in the 1800s, when that was the only method of transporting goods from one country to another via the sea. It's not meant to go out in heavy seas when we've made this investment. It's supposed to be celebrating and educating the abolitionist movement in Connecticut. It's the flagship of the state of Connecticut.
Traveling into the Caribbean during hurricane season is only part of Amistad's problems. Earlier this summer, we learned that they lost their nonprofit status for failing to file 3 years of tax returns, and they're having a hard time accounting for nearly $8 million in state money that they've received. What's going on over there at Amistad?
Well, I've reviewed their direct local funds applications from 2002 to 2013, and anyone that was actually reviewing those would have seen that they had a problem starting in 2007. They didn't have enough money to continue to run that ship. In talking to sailors that I know, it's $1 million to $1.5 million to crew, maintain a ship like that. And they were continually losing money. They were not fundraising. They were just relying on state money and federal money. And then they stopped doing their taxes. I mean, I have a lot of constituents that would say, if I didn't file my taxes for 3 years, my butt would be in jail.
And what have they said? I mean, why did they not file taxes?
They had quote-unquote problems. It has been a Gordian knot, Ray, for me to try to untie and find out exactly what's going on. My latest question, which I have yet to get an answer to, is they spent their endowment. They spent their endowment in order to take that ship across the Atlantic to Sierra Leone. Now, I even went and looked up the word endowment again in the dictionary, thinking maybe I had the wrong definition. But to me, the endowment is your seed corn. You don't spend your endowment. And I've yet to get a response on that.
So at this point, is Amistad America riding their ship? Sorry for the pun.
Well, in fairness to them, their new executive director sat down with me and my team to do results-based accountability, as I am the chair with Senator Duff of the RBA Subcommittee on Appropriations. And going forward, they are going to be subject to our how much did you do, how well did you do it, and is anyone better off. But honestly, Ray, they are existing on $359,000 of state money. This pirate ship film is going to give them $250,000. So, you know, we're up around $600,000. That does not keep that ship in the water with the crew.
And
so they need to fundraise. And in order to fundraise, they need to become accountable. Nobody on Wall Street is going to be giving them money.
Right.
When they don't have the tax-exempt status and their books are a wreck.
Right. And Diana Urban, real quick, What does Amistad America need to do to be reinstated as a nonprofit?
They need to, well, they need to get those back taxes done. They have somebody working on it. And we also, as you know, the state auditors are looking at their books. So they need to be clean, and they need to be able to show that they're going to be accountable in the future. And then I would assume that their nonprofit status would be reestablished.
State Representative Diana Urban, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ray. It's great to talk to you.